There was something about the Teal Fellowship, that program, that also helped trigger this much broader debate about the education bubble, what education is doing, where it's working, where it's not working. And I think that's an extremely valuable debate to have. In the U.S., there's incredible pressure to get into the same very short list of top universities. It ends up being somewhat of a zero-sum tournament because these universities are not increasing their enrollment. But certainly, certainly one of the challenges with getting into even the very best universities is that if you go to Harvard or the Ivy League schools, the end of 4 years, so many people then end up all going to the same short list of careers: law, banking, consulting, maybe still medicine. And so it is like this sort of environment where you pull all these people together and then they end up being convinced they should all do more or less the same things. I was certainly guilty of this to some extent at Stanford. And so I do wonder if people were in more different contexts where they would be trying to do, you know, a wider variety of things.